Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart and Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart and Love
Radio Show.
Black Lives Matter, and I'm not all for the whole Black Lives Matter, you know what I'm saying? The organization. Right.
Right. You know, preaching.
So, Yeah. I bet. Oh, Chateau? Did you see preaching at IBEX?
No,
IBEX
was gone.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling my age now.
I preached at the Black Hole.
What?
I preached at the Black Hole for Metropolitan Police Department at a Stop the Violence rally and invited me to speak.
Listen, my mom would not let me go to the Black Hole. I was supposed to go with Mike. Remember Michael and Ma Wu? You remember Michael and Ma Wu when we were younger?
Yeah.
We were supposed to go that night. I told him, I'm going to the Black Hole. I'm not going to tell that story, but I'll just tell you this. Next thing I knew, I was against the wall. I saw lemonade come out of my glass, come back. She's like, you're not moving. You're not going anywhere. You're not taking anything. And, you know, and I'm glad I didn't that night, because that night, that's when, you know, my woo, you know, that thing happened. You know, so
yeah.
I'm glad, but I never went to Black Hole. You've gone to Black Hole. You preached at the Black Hole. That was your only time going to Black Hole.
Yeah. Every time somebody said they were going to Black Hole.
My mom said.
When I was in high school, if either somebody got shot, that was tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna say I know I never went to the Black Hole. My mom was like, "What? I never went to the Black Hole. I never went to the Black Hole. I wanted to go to the Black Hole. I stayed at home that night. Let me go and say it." She's like, "What? I stayed at home that night. I did not go. I did not speak out. I did not go. I did not go." That's specific tongue. My mom was thinking. But you know what? God will use you. And I have to say this. God will use you in, you know, we like to say, in unconventional ways. But not really unconventional ways. He wants to use you the way he wants to use you. You know.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. He wants to use you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Let me create a rebel grid. Let me create a way. You know what I'm saying? So the intentionality that I believe God had when he crafted us for something here on earth, a problem to solve in a sense, right? That there's something that God has called us to.
Right. Right. You know, I love like he said it, doing stuff that you've never done. It seems like people are doing things that they've never thought that they could do during this season. Like you're saying, like read a book. You know, I need to read a book too. You know, I bought the Obama book. Well, I got it as a Christmas gift because that's what I wanted. And so one of my cousins had gotten that book. Are you willing to go through it? See, sometimes we don't think about it. Like even when the story you were sharing about your life, when you started with World Outreach, right?
World Vision.
How you started mopping. You didn't just go in there and just come up and then boom. And you went, but you trusted the process. You trusted God. You trusted the process. And look where you are now. You know what? One year, didn't you invite me? Didn't I preach with you on 107 last night? 7 last words?
Well, so it might have been her. I know he
was there.
He had 7 up series. He was doing 7 up. Everybody had the word like get up.
No. I was talking about 7 last words at First Baptist. I know, right? He's boo loving. It's weird down here. He's up in New Jersey. Come on. But you know what? You got his boo, so I'm not going to say it. I don't have one yet. So, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Mine is coming. But you know what?
Right.
Yeah. But you know, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you for coming through and everything tonight. And listen, we're going to have to do this. Now, next week is supposed to be past. That's a great word right there. Stay consistent. Did you guys hear that? Reverend Bray Nelson? You know.
Thank you, brother, man. Hopefully when all this clear, man, we got to get our wings.
I know, man. And listen, we got, you know, right now it's like we're doing this virtual wing thing. You know, we're doing these virtual things. But it would be nice to sit down and get some wings. That would be nice. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's it. Listen, thanks for coming through, my brother. And I appreciate you guys for coming through and showing support. Listen, do you have a website?
Yeah, so I'm working on a website, fourthquarterchampions.com. It's the website is under construction, but it still has some stuff in. So you go to fourthquarterchampions.com. That's the number 4TH, quarterchampions.com. And then, of course, on Instagram, Ray Nelly Speaks. On Facebook, follow, go like my speaker's page,
Ray Nelson
Speaks on Facebook.
Okay. Listen, guys, you will not be this. God has blessed the Nelson brothers, the Nelson family, you know, and hopefully one of these days I can be a recipient of those, of that good culinary skills, those good culinary skills. Thanks again for coming through tonight, my bro.